Hello everybody, my name is Harith. I am a grade 5 student from Oberoi International School. And you must be wondering why a child like me is making a podcast. Yeah. I am surely gonna tell you, but first let me tell you something about my love for animals, who are great companions to humans. They share a good bond with humans and they make humans feel stress-free and make them emotionally strong. Why am I saying this? Does it really matter? Imagine a scenario that you are driving your car when you see a animal on the road crying on a footpath. What is the first thing that you would do? Do you just drive by or stop? Yes. That's right, my friend. I am here to talk about a serious issue of abandoned animals. Who are abandoned animals? Where are they found? Abandoned animals are companion animals that are purposely abandoned by their owners. By either dumping them on the street, animals on the street are leaving them alone in a vacant spot. These owners abandon animals as they don't want them, or they think they are a big mistake, or they don't have time for them. How would you feel if your family left you and went somewhere else and you were at your house all by yourself? Sounds scary, right? Come back to my question. What would you do if you see an abandoned animal? If I was in your position, if I was in your place, my first instinct would be not to harm the animal in any way. Like, for instance, I would not drive close by. I would stop and keep a safe distance. If I have some food which will not harm the animal, I would give it to it by approaching it very calmly and slowly and see if it is comfortable with me being around it. The second thing I would do is that I would speak to the animal calmly, cause the animal could possibly be frightened by me or injured or sick. But how do you identify an abandoned animal? Most abandoned pets will be confused and lost, but they also might be suffering from an ailment. They might have been injured in a fight, suffering from exposure to elements, or even be infected with diseases. It's important to be mindful how dogs look before trying, or any animal before trying approaching it. If animal seems to be bleeding or exhibiting symptoms of diseases or seems very aggressive, it's best to stay a little far away and call your local animal service. It's probably best to even if you see any symptoms of aggressiveness or some disease like rabies, it's probably safe to stay in your car and call a animal service or local animal service. That is, my friends, for today's episode. Tune in for the next episode where I would be sharing about what happens to abandoned animals, how to take care of abandoned animals, and much more on this issue. Thank you, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.